And so, for example, there is, in texting, a convention, which is LOL. Now, LOL we generally think of as meaning laughing out loud. And of course, theoretically, it does. And if you look at older texts, then people used it to actually indicate laughing out loud. But if you text now, or if you are someone who's aware of the substrate of texting the way it's become, you'll notice that LOL does not mean laughing out loud anymore. It's evolved into something that is much subtler. This is an actual text that was done by a non-male person of about 20 years old not too long ago. I love the font you're using, BTW. Julie, lol, thanks, Gmail is being slow right now. Now, if you think about it, that's not funny. No one's laughing. And yet, there it is. So you assume there's been some kind of hiccup. Then Susan says, lol, I know. Again, more guffawing than we're used to when you're talking about these inconveniences. So Julie says, I just sent you an email. Susan, lol, I see it. Very funny people, if that's what LOL means. This Julie says, so what's up? Susan, lol, I have to write a 10-page paper. She's not amused. Let's think about it. LOL is being used in a very particular way. It's a marker of empathy. It's a marker of accommodation. We linguists call things like that pragmatic particles.